bummed out today. See this over here down at the bottom? Shavkat Rachmanov. I was very much looking forward to that Saturday the 14th. UFC fight night. Canceled. Oh. I'm crushed. So Shavkat came from M1. He did some other stuff, but that was where he's primarily from. M1 Global. And he was really getting up there. He's 16-0. He has 8 submissions, 8 knockouts. So he really appears to be another one of those type of well-rounded evolutions that is happening in the sport, where these guys that are real good are coming up and kind of changing some things, you know, disturbing the general order of the, you know, pecking order and what the skill sets are, messing with them, you know. I mean, that's pretty impressive. 16-0 is a good number, obviously. And then you say he hasn't had a decision. That's pretty impressive, too. You know? He's number 10 right now, and I was really looking forward to seeing him break that top 10. I think Jeff Neal's number 7, if I remember right. So I was really feeling like, can he have this level of competition in the top 10 of the UFC? Because that's a big difference from, you know, doing a great job in M1 or the lower levels of the UFC. That's a, you know, there's levels to this game, is true. You hear that saying all the time. It's absolutely true. I mean, if you're in the top 10 versus, you know, you're on the UFC roster, you're amazing to really even get to the UFC roster. Very few people that aren't extremely good get into the UFC to begin with. But once you start breaking that top 10, that's a whole nother level of guys. Especially like, you know, his division has Khamzat in it, you know? Leon Edwards, Kamaru, Colby. These are some serious, serious guys. So, you know, can Shavkat compete at that level? I mean, my guess is that he can, but I don't know. Whole different. People take like Kamaru for granted or something. They say, oh yeah, he's good, but they take him for granted a little bit. Ah, man, when you're getting up that high, you're not good. You're way above what you can kind of comprehend as kind of being a casual kind of a watcher. You have to really either have fought or really pay attention to it for a long time to understand how high that level is. It's so high. It's the 1% of the 1% type thing, you know. But anyway, hopefully he's going to get on another fight. I don't think there's going to be a replacement. I haven't really heard that. I've heard a little bit of talk, but nothing solid. I mean, it's, you know, it's next Saturday, so I don't know that they'll come up with a replacement in time. But I'm really hoping he gets some fights in this year, because it'd be a real good year if he fights even twice. Get him up with that top 10 competition, see how he goes. I mean, that could be some really good fights. I saw a quick little thing from Khamzat. He said, well, if he gets up in my rankings, I'll fight him. Oof, that would be a good fight, man. Looking forward to any Shavkat fight right now.